Now, look, let's go to something far more serious, although those wars are very serious, but locally. Front page of the Herald Sun is this headline: "It has to stop. Premier leads demand for action as Ballarat region is heartbroken and outraged over alleged murders." Now, we've had three Ballarat women either die or disappear in the last 3 months. Rebecca Young, who was allegedly killed in a murder-suicide in February. Samantha Murphy, who is still missing after going for that run, but presumed dead. A man is before the courts there. And Hannah Maguire, whose body was discovered in a burnt-out car earlier this month. Another man is before the courts concerning that. Our next guest is the Mayor of Ballarat, Councillor Des Hudson. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, the Premier's demanding action. What, if anything, do you think needs to be done in Ballarat?
Yeah, Tom, I think it's an interesting comment, and I'm intending to draft a letter to the Premier and request an opportunity to talk to her just to understand the comment. And look, I'm happy to have that open dialogue with the Premier. Clearly, what we've seen in Ballarat is an issue that is not only just contained to Ballarat, although the spotlight's been on us in a very short period of time with three very horrific, very violent murders, three females that have lost their lives allegedly at the hand of three male perpetrators. That
well, we just need to say alleged. I mean, two of these are before the courts, and
yeah,
you know,
and I did put the word I did put the word alleged in there as well. So, in terms of that behaviour, thinking that that's an okay thing to do is just mind-boggling, and our community is once again devastated and left to pick up the pieces. Each of the three ladies that had made an impact on our community, their families are thrown in absolute turmoil. But I guess there is the opportunity of what's next, what does this mean? And rather than letting their legacy just fade away, to say, well, there is a moment in time we need to talk about gender-based violence. We need to talk about relationship violence. We need to talk about deterrence. So as the people truly understand that there is a deterrent for that type of behaviour.
Well, all right. I mean, but is that, I mean, you know, do you think Jacinda Allen wants an anti-violence against women campaign, or do you think maybe our justice system needs to come down really hard on people who commit these acts of violence? What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think it's all of those things, Tom. It's about education. It's about men standing up and challenging stereotypes, about conversations that people think that it's okay. It is about early education, but it's also about postvention as well. I think all of those things are on the table. Our community is certainly looking for more. Our community is hurting, and rightly so. But we need to also understand that 22 women have lost their lives at the hands of perpetrators in the first 14 weeks of 2024. While the spotlight's on Ballarat, but this is a national issue. In fact, it's a global issue if we look at the proportion of females that die at the hands of male perpetrators.
All right, thank you for your time, Councillor Des Hudson, Mayor of Ballarat.